Paul Reno back out here at Lacapra Valley, National FFA Week, and Lacapra Valley FFA is doing a petting zoo, and a lot of elementary students out here. And we have some of the FFA students from Lacapra Valley doing some presentations for the elementary students. And who do we have here?
I'm Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. How are you?
Good.
I watched one of your presentations. You did a great job.
Thank you.
All right. So what do you got in the pen here with you?
My ducks and geese.
Ducks and geese. So, are they difficult to take care of?
Not really, but when you got a bunch of ducks and chickens, they're pretty hard to take care of.
Okay. Are they pretty laid back animal?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you take care of them on a daily basis?
I'm mostly at school, but my parents feed, water them, and collect eggs.
Okay. What grade are you in?
Seventh
grade. So have you just started FFA? This is your first year?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What do you think about FFA?
Pretty good.
You like it?
Mm-hmm.
So are you a country girl or in the city?
Somewhat both.
Both? Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it.
No problem.
And we've got... Over here.
Hi.
You made me turn in circles.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Dusty Clayton.
Dusty, how are you?
I'm good. How are
okay.
you?
Okay. So I watched you do a little presentation. That was pretty impressive. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm helping my fellow member Zoe Docker present her llamas today, excuse me. And I pretty much go over what their names are, what they eat, how their typical day in the life goes. I talk about how their fibers are different than wool on the sheep and what their diet is. I was asked to mention that what the difference of an alpaca and a llama are, about how to tell the difference,
okay.
And about how the quickest way to tell is their ears, because the llamas have longer ears that shape like bananas, and the alpacas will have short, stubby ears.
Wow, that's a wealth of information there. Cool, keep going. I didn't mean to cut you off.
And then I'm also presenting Biscuit here. She is my advisor, Chase Olson's dog, and she is an EMS dog that she's been a pretty good hit today because she has three legs.
Okay.
And everyone's always asking, does it hurt her? It doesn't hurt her.
Oh.
And so I always put her down, show everyone that it doesn't hurt her. She gets her typical day done, and yeah.
So that's your teacher, Chase Olson's dog?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Looks like he's enjoying the day here too.
Yeah, he's been, yeah.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Yep.